This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The SpaceX capsule carrying astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico, completing the first private industry trip to orbit by U.S. astronauts' 63-day mission. White House Coronavirus Task Force leader Dr. Deborah Birx says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, quote, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It's extraordinarily widespread," end quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Birx's comments came as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appeared on an ABC News talk show, saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by U.S. President Donald Trump. The United States has the world's biggest number of cases of coronavirus at 4.6 million, or one quarter of the total cases in the world, more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming the end of the pandemic has arrived. The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. Travelers entering from France from 16 countries, entering France from 16 countries, rather, where the coronavirus is circulating widely, are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah says he has tested positive for the coronavirus and is getting admitted to a hospital on the advice of doctors. Shah is number two in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. And an Israeli cabinet minister says he has tested positive for the coronavirus. Minister for Jerusalem and Heritage Rafi Peretz is the second Israeli minister to have been infected with the virus. Israel's former health minister Yaakov Litzman also contracted it and later recovered. Israel is experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases after having largely contained an earlier outbreak in the spring. Activist Samuel Chu has told VOA he will not stop fighting for democracy in Hong Kong. Chu is one of six activists now living overseas whom Hong Kong has reportedly issued arrest warrants for under its new national security law. According to China's state television, Chu, an American citizen originally from Hong Kong, who's lived in the United States for 30 years, as well as five other Hong Kongers who fled the city for political reasons, are wanted by Hong Kong police for allegedly inciting secession and collusion with foreign forces to endanger national security. Chu is founder and managing director of the Washington-based Hong Kong Democracy Council, which has lobbied the U.S. government to take action on China for the erosion of Hong Kong's democracy. The death toll from a toxic bootleg alcohol scandal in North India's Punjab rose to 98 on Sunday, according to officials and reports. Police have arrested 25 people so far over the worsening tragedy, which started coming to light late last week, according to the Press Trust of India. Hundreds of people die every year in India from illegal alcohol made in backstreet distilleries, which sells for as little as 10 rupees or 13 U.S. cents per liter. Deaths are frequently reported, with bootleggers often found adding methanol. That's a highly toxic form of alcohol, sometimes used as antifreeze in their brews to increase its strength. If ingested, methanol can cause blindness, liver damage, and death in larger concentrations. In a separate incident, authorities in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh said on Friday that 9 people had died after drinking alcohol-based sanitizer. And Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city in Melbourne on Sunday and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.